I do have a special guest with me in the studio. It's the first time here for her. Jenna Kaiser from the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District is here. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. So Jenna is a forester for the county here, and we've been talking a lot about trees. So first of all, Jenna, just tell us a little bit about how long you've been here and what do you think?
Yeah, so I've been here for 8 months now. I come from southern Minnesota, where I worked as an AmeriCorps member in community forestry for 2 years. So yeah, a little bit of a different landscape, but I really am enjoying it up here and loving learning about forestry.
Good. And you get to work in a house.
Yes.
In a real house. The office on First Avenue is a converted home. Mm-hmm. And I've just always found it a very friendly place to go. There's always lots of you there. But we are here specifically to talk about trees. Trees have been an issue in Two Harbors for a long time. Everybody, pretty much, I think everybody loves our beautiful trees lining our roads and lots of our parks. But we have had some hard things going on in recent years. A lot of roads being rebuilt, which means trees coming down. And then Emerald Ash Borer has definitely hit Two Harbors. So a lot of the ash trees are being chopped down over by the, especially by the break wall. And I'm hearing non-native maples too. And so, you know, the city is working with other entities, and Lake County Soil and Water has stepped up to really assist the city in the important work of replanting. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about what's being done? I know there's an inventory being done and hopefully replanting, but just tell us some specifics would be wonderful.
Yeah. So one of my big projects I've recently picked up is, helping the city out with their relief grant. So that's a grant through the Minnesota DNR, primarily focused on mitigating and managing emerald ash borer. And so, yeah, like you said, an inventory is a big part of that, just getting that updated.
Meaning they go all over the city and just record what trees need to come down?
It's more comprehensive. It's so, and some people might have seen me walking around doing this, but
yeah.
I go up to every tree, every single tree that is on city property, so boulevards and parks. I'm taking account of their species, their health, size, and yeah, their location. So what that helps the city do in the future, it kind of helps them strategize where they want to replant their trees next. You can kind of see on the map where there might be gaps where they could fill in, or that they have a lot of a certain species and that they should start to diversify. So yeah, part of my work assisting them with that grant is kind of doing some of the behind the scenes, working on the inventory and getting that up to date so that they can continue with the planting for that grant.
And what have you, like, what have been some of your findings?
So there's a lot of maple.
A lot of, and that, you know, when I heard that, I was kind of sad because I love maple, but we probably have too much maple.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because it's so beautiful and I love seeing the giant silver maples lining the streets.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does get to a certain point where it's just a little bit too much, and that, similar to elm and ash, if something were to come through and wipe out maple, you know, that'd be like a really expensive undertaking on top of the ash and the elm in the past. So
we're trying to diversify.
Yes, the main goal, that's a big part of this grant, is replanting with some diverse species, maybe even climate resilient species. So yeah, I'm really excited to help the city in the future with replanting.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's been a lot of talk about replanting, but actually doing it, I hear that it may begin this spring. Are there any specifics you can tell us about that?
So we're currently, I would say they're still in the kind of beginning stages of planning. So I don't think it will happen this spring, just because there's still some more behind the scenes work to do, as far as I understand. And I don't want to give like a rigid deadline or anything, but this grant does go until 2027, and so that gives a couple of years for potential spring planting. So maybe spring 26 or spring 2027 are possibilities.
Oh my goodness, so it might be a couple more years still. That's
potentially
disappointing.
Wow. There's still some behind the scenes planning to do, and it's a big process.
So what if citizen groups decide to start planting and can? I know that Paul Iverson and Todd Ronning are largely responsible for dozens of evergreens being planted along the peninsula. Is that something that is open, that you know, if people are just like, okay, we need to have more trees, because there are streets that were raised 7 years ago, right, and they were promised replanting and it hasn't happened yet.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it would be great. Yeah. Anybody who wants to plant trees, it would just be great to get some new plantings in the city of, yeah, some more diverse species, something that isn't, you know, maple.
Right. What would be the process if somebody wanted to get, I know tree planting is always, it's a little more complicated than we'd like to think. You know, you got to, if you're going to plant a tree, you mm-hmm. should make sure it's going to survive or right. it has a good chance of survival. And that involves, you know, protecting it from deer and watering and various other things. So do you have a suggestion for where someone should go if they're interested in that?
Yeah, I mean, you can always stop in the office and ask if you don't know how to plant a tree, and I'm happy to give some advice, and we have tree planting guides that we can hand out. Those are also available online. I believe it's the USDA, I might be wrong, who has a great guide on tree planting, but if you look up, you know, how to plant a tree, that'll give you some good guidance. Yeah, you don't want to plant it too deep, you don't want to plant it too shallow, because that can certainly affect the roots and the survivability of that tree.
Right. Have you heard about these gravel beds?
Yes. I worked at gravel beds.
I just learned about this. Tell us a little bit about it. I'm just intrigued.
Yeah. Gravel beds are great. I mean, I really encourage every city to have one because I loved my experience working with them.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, you order your trees in like the winter pretty early and then they arrive in spring and they're bare root. And then you basically have this big pit or pile of gravel that's only a couple feet deep, maybe at the most. You kind of dig rows in there and shove the bare root trees inside and cover them back up. So you're basically planting them in gravel, and then you would hook up some kind of sprinkler system or something that can water them consistently so that they don't dry out. And what it does for the roots is that it develops like these really amazing, fine, dense roots. And so that when you plant them again in the fall into their permanent spot, they have a much better chance of surviving just because they have developed these, you know, more dense, fine roots that can pull up more water than they would have before.
Right. I just saw a video from the University of Minnesota Extension about this, and I was not aware that you could grow trees without dirt and that it was so much easier to then replant it because the roots are actually more healthy and the tree is so light. Like usually you have to move. Right. If a tree is grown, then it's got this big heavy base and lots of dirt. So do you know if that's how we're gonna do it here? Are we gonna create a gravel garden or bed or whatever they call it?
Yeah, I don't believe the city has a gravel bed, but I mean, I would,
there's nothing to stop them from making one.
It would be so cool to have one. I think they're so convenient, so useful, but no, they'll probably be ordered. As far as I understand, they'll probably be ordered and just planted from there.
Okay. And I know one of the big holdups also has been a lack of a permanent city planner to really push through tree planting projects. And we do have a city planner now from hired from Bolton and Mink. And her contact information is available on the Two Harbors City website under Planning Commission. And I think that would be another really good person to talk to for anyone interested in how the plans are going or doing some tree planting themselves. I'm speaking with Jenna Kaiser from Lake County Soil and Water. Anything else to say, Jenna, before we sign off? It's been very helpful to talk about tree planting.
My only message is don't plant maples if you can.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
I'm
very
sorry
sad,
to the
but
maple
yeah.
fans.
That's all right. You need to tell us what we should hear. Actually, I do have one last question. We know Emerald Ash Borer has reached Two Harbors and, you know, the trees that they were cutting down at the break wall. I actually did see the little telltale signs on the bark.
Right.
But do we know how widespread it is? Are we trying to get it before it gets really bad or is it already really bad?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard to tell just because it can take a couple years for signs to even show.
Right.
And so it has since been spotted in Silver Bay. I believe it was just a couple months ago. It was confirmed there. And then the MDA has a great quarantine map that kind of shows you the general infestation bubbles like around certain areas.
Uh-huh.
So Two Harbors kind of has a bigger bubble around it as the years go on, as they expect it to spread a couple miles out each year in its natural flight pattern.
A couple miles a year. That's kind of the,
I believe that's like the
pace.
Max. I think it'd be a mile or two. But, you know, humans spread it much farther by moving firewood or infested things. So
right. Do we have a quarantine on bringing wood in or out of the county?
Yeah, if you take a look at that map, yeah, if you just Googled like the MDA EAB quarantine map, that would give you a good guideline on where you can and can't move wood in and out. Within the quarantine, you can move wood around. It's just that you can't move it in or outside of that quarantine, as far as I understand.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. This has been super helpful, and I hope we can have you again on the radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. That was Jenna Kaiser with Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District.